Hello, my name is Miriam Jordan, and welcome to my Horsing Around podcast. Today, I'm going to tell you my three tips of training your own horse. And I'm also going to tell a brief explanation of the advance and retreat method. So my first tip is don't hire a trainer. Although a trainer does maybe do a better job than you do at training your horse, the horse will get a lot more used to the trainer's way of riding and using aids than your way of riding. So the horse will probably listen a lot better to the trainer than you. So that's one of the biggest reasons why you should train your own horse. Second is don't start training with a hackamore. Most people don't know what a hackamore is, actually. It's basically a leather halter. It's a bitless bridle. And even though a hackamore-trained horse shows that it's very well-trained and it's very smart, if you want to train a horse for shows, you should probably start with a bit, because hackamore classes in showing are pretty much very rare. And third and last of all, have an older horse close by when training. You need to have an older, more experienced horse by you, because the horse that you're training uses that horse as a role model, basically, because obviously horses listen better to horses than people. So now I'm going to explain the advance and retreat method and why we use it. We use advance and retreat because it allows the horse to join our herd, and it makes them follow us and obey us. We need to make them think we're the dominant mare or stallion or gelding, whatever. So you start by having the horse walk toward you, and then you're going to reach your arms out to your sides in a T shape, and that will force the horse to go into a collected trot or a canter. Next, you're going to keep an intense eye contact. Strong eye contact in horse language means, I don't want you to come into my herd, stay out. And it's basically reverse psychology, actually, because if you make the horse think you don't want it in your herd, then it will want to be in your herd. So you keep it cantering in a circle around you. And once it lowers its head or licks its lips or tosses its head, in horse language, that means, hey, I want to come in now. Can I please come in? So when it does that, you're going to want to lower your arms and look away over your shoulder. That way, the horse will be like, yes, I can finally come into your herd. And the horse should now follow you. And if you prove to it that you're the dominant mare or stallion, then it will listen a lot better to your aids or the way you ride. So now, I'm going to take a special time to read my favorite verses in the Bible. It comes from Job 39, verses 19 to 22. Can you give strength to a horse or dress its neck with a flowing mane? Can you make it leap like a locust when its snorting causes terror? It paws in strength and finds joy in its power. It charges into battle. It laughs at fear, is afraid of nothing, and doesn't back away from swords. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope it helped you, and good luck on training your horse.